The text for the sermon this morning comes from verse 34. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. What on earth did Jesus mean when he said he's giving them a new command to love one another? Because it's not a new command as such. I mean to say, the Old Testament had commanded love, as mentioned in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. But I think the newness Jesus is referring to is the words that he adds to this command. Because he's adding the words, as I have loved you. Jesus is not only referring to what he has done on earth while he was with them, but he's also showing them to the cross and what will happen after the cross. So let's go this morning and have a look of Jesus' love. His love was always full of actions and deeds. He included everyone in his message of grace. He was kind and welcoming to all. He never ever turned someone down or sent someone away just because of the low position they had in their society. He showed love in a very concrete way. And because he showed love, people responded to this love. And I found a striking passage in the Gospel of Luke of this response to Jesus' love. Luke tells us that once Jesus entered the house of a Pharisee. A Pharisee would have been a very important man in that village, in that town. Someone who knew the Bible, the Old Testament, who knew God, and surely knew about God's love. But it seems this man had no clue of how to go about and prove and show this love of God. He, for instance, did not, as a common courtesy, welcome Jesus in his home by kissing him. He didn't even offer Jesus water to wash his feet. He didn't oil or anoint his head, as you would do in those days. No, he just left Jesus alone. And then a bad woman from that village. You can think of many examples. A bad woman comes from the street. She goes behind Jesus. And then her tears fell on his feet. And then she used her hair to wipe his feet. And then she used perfume and poured it on his feet. Expensive stuff. But she didn't mind. And then the Pharisee responds. He said to Jesus, "Why do you do this? Don't you know that this is a bad woman? This woman is defiling you. She's making you unholy. Why do you allow her to touch you?" But this is exactly what Jesus did. In those days, the people were on the margins of society. They were ignored by everyone. They didn't have a name. No one looked them in the eyes. No one dared to touch them. Just imagine to go through life, to be ignored by everyone around you just because of your status in society. But Jesus did not worry. He did not bother. He touched them. He included them. He talked to them. Yes, these people, I think, felt worthy in his presence. And then he asked his host a question. He says, "Tell me, two men owned a moneylender a sum of money. One, 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So the debt money collector said, I'll write it off. Don't give it back to me. And then Jesus says to him, now which one of these two will love the money lender more? And the Pharisee replied, I suppose the one who had bigger debt and the one whose bigger debt has been cancelled. Then Jesus said to his host, and I'm reading from Luke, I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little, loves little. Is this also true of us? Do we also just talk of God's love, but never ever practices it like Simon the Pharisee? Or do we respond to the love Jesus had for us, like the sinful woman coming from the street, wetting and wiping his feet with her tears and her hair? Do we wash the stranger's feet with our tears? Do we care for those less fortunate than ourselves? Do we commit actions of love every moment of every day? Are we willing to sacrifice everything we have because of Jesus' love for us? Or are we snobs when it comes to God's love? Do we only give it for the more important people of this world? Do we only show commitment and loyalty and love to those who are in power, while forgetting the outcasts, the needy, the poor, the lonely, the alcoholics, the drug abusers, and everyone else we like to judge and condemn? I read this week a story about someone who experienced love from an unexpected resort. A community in Florida had been hit hard by a hurricane, and their power was out, the roads were flooded, everything was closed, and the people had to go to the Red Cross. And there was this woman standing at the Red Cross center at the local school. She was an Afro-American woman, and she tearfully asked this man for 6 flashlight batteries. My children are afraid of the dark, she explained. The man said, sorry, I only can give you 2 per family. However, if you have relatives living with you, you can have 2 more for each relative. So the woman stood there, paralyzed and feeling helpless, when a bystander, a non-African American, shouted, I'm a relative, he said. And then from the back of the row came this voice of a Chinese girl, so am I. And then the Red Cross worker handed this woman 6 batteries. This story reminded me of a very important fact. God is teaching you and me everyday lessons. He's telling us to show our actions of love to everyone, even those who are different from us. We must never ever allow custom, tradition, culture, or pomp, or ceremony to distinguish between people. God is love. It's a given, although our actions of love is always lacking and failing. Why? Maybe it's because we do not grasp the width and the length of his forgiving love for us. There is no one, no human being more important than the other. Everyone matters to God. He forgave everyone. The Lord God is not asking us emotions of love. He's speaking about actions of love. Because love is not an emotion that we can turn on and off. It's a lifelong commitment to everyone who has faith in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. The world often dislikes us because most of the times we are like Simon the Pharisee. The world despises us because we differentiate between people. The world does not trust our love because we only show it to the selected few. The world does not believe in our God because we do not tell the people enough about God's warm and forgiving heart and love. To many, it seems, when the church do talk to the world, the church do it always in a judging way. Although this is true, and some of this may be true, I think we need to tell those who criticize the Christian believers, it's time for them to come from the streets, like this woman, and experience Jesus' love. I think we, as Christians believers, must stop defending ourselves and just challenge people more and more to come and experience God's love through our actions of love. If you have friends that are not believers, remember, they are looking at your life. They are looking in everything you do and say to see if there is a difference. They are going to scrutinize your marriage, your relationships, your everyday habits, and all your levels of communication. They expect you to be an example of God's love. Maybe we must challenge ourselves this week to go out from here and for a whole week give more of ourselves, laugh more, be positive, more loving, and more forgiving, and stop gossiping, stop being rude or nasty to other people, stop moaning about how bad everything is. In this chapter, Jesus is preparing his disciples for his future loving masterpiece, namely eternal life. He's saying his goodbyes in a loving way to his disciples. We all know what happened. He died. He was resurrected from the dead. He ascended to heaven to prepare a new heaven for everyone that has faith. And you and I belong to this new heaven. We have so much to be loving and thankful to God. Let's try to show it more through our actions of love. The church father Tertullian quoted a long time ago the pagans as saying of the Christians, "See how they love one another. And how do we evidence that love? By doing what Jesus did, laying down their lives for their brothers. And the way to start is by getting down and washing one another's feet in sacrificial service." Amen.